children.
Thank you.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this November Sunday. We are already in November and the holiday seasons are ahead of us. And also today is the All Saints Remembrance Sunday, where we remember our dear ones who have gone before us. And then if you want to call out your dear one's name and light a candle, you have the candles prepared here. And we'll have a special prayer for that at that time. The All Saints Remembrance Sunday is not about honoring any saints. We don't honor any saints, or we don't have a tradition of celebrating any saints. All of us are saints who are believing in Jesus Christ. That is what the scripture teaches us. We are priests and saints according to the scripture. So everyone is a saint, dead or alive. But the saints who have gone before us are resting with the Lord, so we remember them. And unlike people who don't have a hope of resurrection, we are a people of hope. And we believe in resurrection. And also resurrection means reunion. Reunion with the living and the dead together when Jesus Christ comes in his glory. So that is what our hope. And we remind ourselves of that hope today. And refresh ourselves and comfort ourselves in the hope of seeing our dear ones on that day when Jesus comes in his second time. So that is what All Saints Remembrance Sunday is all about. We'll have a litany after the special song today, and we will follow that responsively as you can see it on the screen. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin. Please follow that. The food bank ministry continues. Please donate in cash or in kind. Particularly these 2 months, we are collecting for the holidays. So you can donate in cash or in kind. That will benefit the families of our Hispanic ministry. The books are available. Also will help the mission work of this church. Our mailing address is listed there. The cooking class will be on November 16th, the third Sunday of this month, as we have a volunteer. JC has volunteered to prepare, I believe, some kind of a Mexican dish. So please join us for a time of fun, lunch, learning, and fellowship. And also, we want to decorate the sanctuary, and we are getting some help from the kids in the Spanish ministry. So if you have an hour or a little bit time after the lunch on November 16th, the cooking class, we can help them together decorate the sanctuary. So please plan for that for 30 minutes or 1 hour after the cooking class on Saturday, November 16th, to decorate the sanctuary. The third Thursday luncheon will be on November 21st on Thursday at 1 p.m. All are welcome. That's a time of fellowship and lunch at the Golden Corral. Today, November 3rd, as I reminded you, we'll have the remembrance of our saints. Also, we have Holy Communion with the Hispanic ministry. They will be joining us for that Lord's Table. All are invited to join the Lord's Table. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, and service and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us to do in this community faithfully. We accept our donations by credit cards, debit cards, or many other options. Please check our website. Many of you are using that opportunity, and you know how easy it is. So you can keep track of your giving, and also the church can keep track of the accounting more easily if you donated online. Those are my announcements. Anybody else have any special announcements? Yes, G.
That barbecue that I mentioned is 2 weeks from yesterday. So the coming fair grounds and all the proceeds benefit the place.
Okay, second Tuesdays from?
It's on Saturday. It's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay, November 15th. So, okay.
Same day as the cooking class. You learn how to cook and then go eat barbecue.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. We have 16 days of cooking class Saturday.
I think
that's what he's saying. Okay. Those are the announcements that I have. If nobody has any special announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is 723, Shall We Gather at the River? If you are able, please stand.
Shall we gather at the river, where bright winter feet have trod, with this crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river, gather in the same the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up with silver spray, we will walk and worship ever on the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river,
let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather here in this church and also online to worship you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life, the health and strength that we have in our bodies, the gift of fellowship and worship together as a church. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us, Lord. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies and the many blessings that you shower upon us, Lord, in this world. We especially today, as we celebrate and remember those who have brightened this earth by their prayers and by the way they walked in the light of God, and we honor the memories of those who have fought the good fight and finished the race, and on those whose shoulders we stand. We thank you for all of those who have died for their faith in Jesus Christ. We are praying, and they have paid the ultimate sacrifice of their witness. Men and women who have lived out and told about your great love, parents who have kept the faith and passed it on to us, friends who have been willing to tell about the wellspring they have found in you, the Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, preachers, husbands, wives, fathers, uncles, mothers, sisters, and all of those relationships that we have built in this world. Lord, we thank you for all of them. They were ordinary people who have found extraordinary strength in you. Thank you above all for your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us, who lived a life among us, suffered for us, and rose from the dead so that we can have eternity with you. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit here today. Bless each and every one of us with your presence and your touch. Help us, Lord, to worship you and honor your name. in the communion we do, in the songs we sing, the prayers we make, in the meditation of the word. Everything bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please get up and greet each other in Christian love. They're upset that you don't go to them.
What?
They're upset that you don't go to them and hug them.
That's right. Yeah, come on, give me a hug. What's wrong with you today?
Mm-hmm. And I still remember that time.
Yes, this back then, this song was played frequently at the end of a service for invitation. Mm-hmm. Okay, page 357, verses 1, 3, and 6.
1, 3, and 6. Okay.
Litany of All Saints, Remembrance and Praise. That will be on the screen. So it will be responsive reading. And in the bold letters, you will follow the screen. And call out the names and come here and light the candle. One or two or three, how many you want to remember, call out their names and we'll light the candles for them.
Call out like three or four, just light one candle.
No, you can... Yeah, I mean, we have about 30, I don't know. Yeah, light each one for one candle. So we'll...
There'll be a place in the reading you'll see to do that.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
Okay. God of the ages, we praise you for all your saints who have done justice, loved mercy, and walked humbly with their God. For apostles and martyrs and saints of every time and place who in life and death have witnessed to your truth.
We praise you, O God.
For all your servants who have faithfully served you, witnessed bravely, and died in faith, who are still shining lights in the world.
We praise you, O God.
For those no longer remembered, who earnestly sought you in darkness, who held fast their faith in trial, and served others.
We praise you, O God.
For those we have known and loved, who by their faithful obedience and steadfast hope have shown the same mind that was in Christ Jesus and especially for those members of this church who have finished their race and are now at rest with you.
We praise you, O God.
The countless saints of history who have blazed a trail of courage through time.
We remember, O God.
The tender touch of loved ones, the examples of heroes, the healing words of comforters, the remarkable acts of fearless ones.
We remember, O God.
The gentle strength of grandmothers, the loyalty of friends, the kindness of strangers, the joy of children, the sacrifice of parents.
We remember, O God.
The supreme love of Jesus, the blessing of his Spirit, the reminder of his words, the sharing of his suffering, the glory of his resurrection shone forth in the lives of his disciples, young and old, dead and living, articulate and silent, strange and familiar, brilliant and ordinary.
We
remember in every time and place the saints of God who have shown us the Lord. We light these candles and ring the bell in remembrance of each of those who have gone ahead of us and who now can now only be held in our memory and are forever joyful held in your embrace. We remember the following dear ones who are close to our hearts today. You can call out any names.
Ernest, Betty Sue, Steve, Sam Howell. I'll just keep up my meeting.
Are we supposed to pick this up? Okay.
Alfonso and Alicia Tom.
The name, Norman?
Bobby Rogers.
Okay.
Roland Thomas, Mrs. Thomas, and Mr. Phillip. Teresa and Austin. That's it. Thank you.
And if we can all say our prayer together.
Pray together.
Keep us grateful for their witness and, like them, eager to follow in the way of Christ. Then at last, bring us with them to share in the inheritance of the saints in light through Jesus Christ, a pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Now we will share our concerns and blessings at this time and come before God with our prayers of praises and praise God and thank God for all the manifold blessings that we receive, and also share our burdens and concerns as a church family with each other and also with God. It's the time to share our praises and concerns at this time. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. These are for our regular prayers on our daily personal prayers in the boxes listed there. Please pray for these people and these items listed there regularly in our prayers. Especially pray for Jean McPrayer, Barbara Casey, Harry Bezor, Carol Clements, Claudia Sinclair, Jerry Raines, Lou Hughes, and Grace Hayes. And I've added that. So for some reason they didn't print out. There are two families that Lou shared last Sunday, the Nickelodeon family and the Stevens family. I didn't come out on the print. Please pray for those families. Are they grieving at the death of their dear ones? Pray for comfort and peace. Okay.
Add that. Every day we don't realize how many things happen that he is protecting us from and around us. And so I'm really blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the gift of our life and our families. That's a blessing. So let us always be grateful for that. Let us continue to pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who serve us on a daily basis. Let us pray for them and also be thankful for their services. Pray for our nation, our leaders of the nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others, especially the candidates of the election, that God will keep them safe to have a peaceful election and a united country after the election and a peaceful transition of power, whatever it may be. So let us keep the elections in our prayers and our country and our world leaders also. There's so many rumors of wars and struggles in many parts of the world. Let's pray that God will give the leaders the wisdom of God to make the right decisions that will bring peace in this world. Let us pray for our church and all the churches in this community and around the world. Pray for the leaders, pastors and the bishops and many others who lead those churches. Let us pray that God will give them the grace to continue their ministry and bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Those are the prayer requests that I have to share. Anybody have any special call-outs other than these? If not, let us go to God in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer for personal prayers, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. we read in the scripture, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave himself for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give all things? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us to come before you and submit our prayers and requests to you. And also the opportunity and the privilege that you have given us to intercede for other people also. Thank you, God, for the gift of life, all with all the joys and blessings that you shower upon us every day, even when we don't deserve them. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection and keeping us safe in the midst of all the terrible things that we are hearing around us. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We come before you with a grateful heart full of thanksgiving and gratitude. We also come before you with our needs and our burdens at this time. Many of us are broken in many different ways in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men may stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, we come before you to renew our strength. You are our strength when we find ourselves weak. When we are lonely, you are our friend. Lord, when we go through life's sorrows and grief, you give us comfort and peace that no one else can give. Help us, Lord, to understand that you are always there as our refuge, that we can come into and rest when we need rest in our lives. Grant healing to our bodies for those who we have been praying for, particularly the ones that we have mentioned, Jean McBrayer and Barbara and Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lou, Grace Hayes, and many, many others that are going through a difficult time with their health. We pray for your grace upon them and strengthen them in their body, and above all, fill them with your power and spirit and your peace. We pray for those who care for them to have the grace and the patience during this time, and pray for special strength and grace for them. We pray for those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the Nickelodeon family and the Stephen family. Bless them, Lord, with your grace and comforting presence. Give them the hope of a reunion and a resurrection that you gave us as we celebrate the lives of those who have gone before us. Help us, Lord, to confirm our hope during these times. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and others who serve us on a daily basis. Bless them with your grace. We pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for our nation and our leaders. We pray, especially during this election year, that you will raise the right leaders to the right places. Pray for our candidates to be safe, to have a safe and peaceful election and a peaceful transition of power, that we can continue to grow and do the right thing for this world. We pray for the world leaders, especially during this time of rebellions and wars and other things going on around various parts of the world. We pray for your grace upon them and give them the wisdom of God to make the right decisions that will bring peace to this world. We pray for this church and thank you for this church also that you have placed in this community. Bless us, Lord, together to do your witness faithfully with the opportunities that you've given us. Pray for all the churches around this community and around the world, the pastors, the leaders of the church, the bishops, and many others who work in your vineyard, especially in many places in many parts of the world facing trials and tribulations in their ministry. We pray for your grace upon them to continue with your power. Strengthen them, Lord, in their faith and in their spirit. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name. In the meditation of the word, touch and each and every one of us according to your will, Lord, and fill us with your power of the word and your spirit. And also the Holy Communion that we partake today will bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to each one of us. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Let us pray. The scripture says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everyone should give according to what God has given in his heart, not reluctantly, for God loves a cheerful giver. Gracious God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you with a portion of what you have blessed us with. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are gracious and merciful that you give us everything even before we ask of you. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, to use every opportunity to glorify your name in our giving, in our witness, in our service. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 through 18.
'Brothers and sisters, we do not want to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we will tell you that we are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord. We certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ we will rise first. After that, we are still alive and are left to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage another with these words. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience in our life as power and spirit. We come before your word with a humble and obedient heart, O God. Speak to us and speak through us so that we can be the source of peace and love to this world. Help us, Lord, to understand that you have given us the eternal hope of a life after death, unlike other people who don't have the hope. Help us not to grieve, but to be filled with the hope every day. And thank you for the word, and help us, Lord, to receive with humility so that we can be a source of blessing to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture that we read today is a letter from Paul to the church in Thessalonica, encouraging them to comfort each other with the hope of life in Jesus Christ. The Thessalonian church was a church that kept their faith very faithfully and very strongly among oppositions and trials from other people and other nations who were persecuting them for their faith of as Christians. So Paul was encouraging them and comforting them to remain steadfast in their faith, not only because of God's peace in this world, but also we have an eternal hope, a hope of life after death. And as we read today, according to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive until the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. As we gather here today and celebrating the lives of the dear ones who have gone before us, the scripture is reminding us not to be grieving like other people for the dear ones who have departed from us. Definitely, as human beings, we grieve. And we have grief and we have sorrow and pain after the separation of our loved ones. Sometimes the biggest pain that we find is the find of broken relationships and broken lives. Those who have departed from us. Those vacuums are never going to be filled, regardless of how we look at it. And no words can really comfort you until time can heal you somehow. But when we read the scripture says, yes, definitely as human beings you grieve. But do not grieve like the people who do not have any hope. So the grieving of people who don't have hope is different from the grief that we have, because we are grieving at the separation, but also we have a hope that we will be reunited with our dear ones one day. That is what the faith that we preach and we believe. And resurrection of Jesus Christ is the biggest cornerstone of our faith. Without the resurrection of Christ, there is no Christianity. And his second coming is also a certainty that we believe, that he will come and establish his kingdom. So the resurrection and reunion are go together, hand by hand. So you resurrect from the dead, and all those who resurrect from the dead and who believed in God will be reunited. All of those dear ones who have gone before us, the heroes of faith, who traversed the path of faith in this world. So as we come before the scripture today, let us be reminded of the hope that we have. Today we gained an hour after changing the clock back. I hope you all did that, because you are here on time and nobody showed up early. And that probably gives me an hour to preach extra, I think. No, probably not. Because we have the clock there. So
we're going to lose afternoon now.
We're going to lose everyone. So A question was asked to a group of people one time that if you have only 1 hour to live, who would you like to spend time with? Think about that. I never thought about it. So many people said many different things about my grandfather and my dad and my mom. And one guy said, my pastor. And the pastor was really, you know, excited and delighted to hear that. But he didn't stop there. He went on to say that he can make an hour feel like a lifetime. So that's what pastors do. So rest easy, I'm not going to take a long time. So today we celebrate the Remembrance Sunday of our saints, and those who have gone before us will be resurrected. And I like I reminded you that we are going to be reunited again. Death is a reality and the resurrection is a certainty. And we have heard stories of people coming back from the dead many times. I don't know, in the last couple of weeks, if you watched the news, there was a man, it happened in 2021, the news came out only a couple of weeks ago, in Kentucky, Richmond, Kentucky. He was declared dead because he had his organ donor listed, this came up, so he was actually moved out to a place to harvest his organs. That's when he started moving. So the lady who was actually came, who was there to remove the organs, got startled and afraid. She started screaming. And the man started moving his arms and legs and started opening his eyes and rolling his eyes. His name is Anthony Hoover. You can look it up. It's a live news. People still talk about this. It was like a couple of weeks ago this new stories came. So the news, the relevance of the news is that about don't be afraid to donate your organs, because there are so many steps that they take before they take your organs. They don't just go and cut it up. So since they followed every one of those steps, they found this man was still alive even though he was declared dead at some point. Sometimes he revived. So don't be afraid to donate organs, because there are many steps, they don't kill you to get your organs. And similar things happened many times in news, like in 2014 or 15, there was a man in Mississippi, somewhere close to you, Miss Lou, who was actually, he woke up in the funeral home. And both of these people walked out alive and lived a few more days or months after that. So this is not about that kind of resurrection that we are talking about. All of these people who rose from the dead, we have examples of people who rose from the dead in the Bible, right? Lazarus was raised from the dead. In the Old Testament, we also have Prophet Elijah raising up people, and Peter raised up, and then many people have raised people from the dead. But all of those people rose from the dead only to die again. But the resurrection that we are talking about is a resurrection of our bodies after our death, that we will never die after that. We will be living eternally with God, because Jesus Christ rose from the dead not to die again, but to live eternally. And he is living in eternally at the right hand of God the Father.
Amen.
That is our hope, that after our death in this world, we will be reunited with Jesus Christ along with our dear ones, so that we can live eternally in the kingdom of God. God reigning with peace and equity and justice that we have never seen before. The world has never experienced before. That is what our hope is. So remind ourselves and refresh ourselves with this hope, that we have a hope unlike other people. When we read about the resurrection stories and we talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and I found a funny story, when we went to the Holy Land, somebody was saying that story in the bus that we were riding there. A man and a wife went to the Holy Land, and they were in Jerusalem to visit Jerusalem. And his wife unexpectedly died. And you know how much terrible it is to have an experience like that when you are in a different country, especially during your vacation time. So they had to make all the arrangements to bring the body back here, and the funeral home there told him that if you want to take her body back to the U.S., it's going to cost you close to $20,000-$25,000 to do all the process and the tickets and everything. But we can make the arrangements here. This is the Holy Land. So we can make the arrangements here. It only costs you about $1,500. So, you know, you don't, it's a good time. So he said, after thinking about a while, he told them, no, I would rather have her shipped home and bury her in the U.S. And the people asked them, why do you want to spend $25,000 to ship your body, wife's body back home, when you can do it for $1,500 here? And then he said, long time ago, a man died here. He was buried here, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I just can't take that chance. I honestly trust him and appreciate his faith and his hope. He believes in the bodily resurrection of our bodies after our death. God has given Jesus Christ for that one assurance that you are not to end your life in this world. There is eternity that is waiting for you. As soon as we die in this world, the scripture teaches us that in 2 Corinthians 5, we read that Paul says that to be absent from the body is to be with Jesus Christ. So when we leave this body in this world, we are going to be with Jesus Christ. He is there on the other side, waiting for us, so that we can spend time with Jesus Christ. So when we remember those dear ones who have departed from us, remember that they are with God now. They are at peace with God that you and I have not experienced yet. And we are people living in the land of the dying, going to the land of the living.
Amen.
Not the other way around. We are a group of people living in the land of the dying, and it's a reality. Yes, death is a reality, but we are going to the land of the living so that we can live eternally. It is the promise of resurrection is very, very important in our faith. And that is what Paul says to Thessalonians, that we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death. Do not grieve like the rest that do not have hope. Because we have a hope. We don't mourn without hope because we know that our loved ones in Christ have not been lost forever. Many times when we hear about death, people say that we have lost so and so. We have not lost them. Yes, they are absent from us. So, I was reading about a story that a woman was in the funeral home for the funeral of her husband. And many people came and visited, and then many people said things during that time. And many of them said that we have lost so and so. And after listening to several people say that, she was a little upset. And she stood up and said, you have to stop telling that my husband is lost. When you have something lost, meaning that, what does that mean? That means you don't know where it is. Right? But I know where my husband is. And he is not lost. He is with my Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to say, you have to stop saying that we lost him. We did not lose him. So that is what the hope of resurrection is about. We know where our dear ones are and where we are going to be. And also, the resurrection gives us the promise of the reunion. Because Christ is going to come again to reunite all of us. The ones who have gone before us will be united with us, and the ones who are here in this world will be taken up in the clouds, and we will be with the Lord forever. That's what we read today. Imagine that great reunion. Our dads and grandfathers, and fathers and grandfathers, and great-great-grandfathers, brothers and sisters, parents and children, friends and mentors, and all those people that we have made relationships or not, will be gathered together, will be raised up, and we will be united together forever. That is for our hope. Then Paul is saying that to comfort each other with these words. In other words, Paul is saying that we need to encourage each other rather than grieving and complaining. Because times of grief, our natural response is to despair. losing loved ones is painful and it hurts, and sometimes the pain will be overwhelming. But God has given us this hope so that we can walk through sorrow without being overcome by grief or sorrow. Paul urges this church and us to remember and to remind ourselves of the reality of resurrection and reunion. In our lives, own lives, how can we comfort one another? It is by reminding each other of the promises of the scripture, especially during difficult times. Or perhaps it means that holding on to each other and comforting each other in their times of grief. And also living in the hope of resurrection, that we do not grieve like the people who do not have hope. The Bible teaches us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews. People who have finished their race and are waiting for us to join them. They know the struggles, joys and challenges following Christ. And they kept their faith and they finished their race. And they are resting with the Lord now. So let us be reminded and refreshed of that great hope, the news of that great hope, as we go from this place. To be filled with that hope and also encourage others with that hope every day, that we will have a reunited life after this world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people and on earth, people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, broke the bread and gave thanks to you and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now, as the ushers guide you, please come and join the table. It's an open table. All are welcome, children and adults together. Come as the ushers guide you. Let us pray. Pastor Nelson will pray first, and I'll pray afterwards.
Vamos a orar, hermanos. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en este hermoso tiempo en el cual podemos venir, mi Dios, reunidos como un solo cuerpo en Cristo y tomar su santa cena, mi Dios, recordando que un día la tomaremos de nuevo en el cielo con usted. Le queremos suplicar y le queremos pedir, mi Dios, que usted nos siga bendiciendo, nos siga cuidando. Gracias por todo lo que usted nos provee. Y gracias, mi Dios, por este hermoso recordatorio. Nos ponemos en sus manos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Let us pray. Eternal and almighty God, you are merciful and gracious, and we thank you that you have joined us in this sacrament, uniting us with Christ and with all the faithful who have gone before us. We give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself for us. May we remember that we belong to you and that you lead us into the newness of life. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The closing hymn is 701, When We All Get to Heaven. If you are able, please stand.
Place.
People of God, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Remember, our faith is built on this promise. May we go forth in confidence, living the lives that testify to the power of the resurrection, filled with that eternal hope that we will be resurrected and we will be reunited. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.